Get it.
Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Welcome. Here we go.
Let's do it.
The website, WIRX.com.
Yeah, take a break from Pornhub and go to WIRX.com instead. Also, make sure you download our free WIRX app.
Let's not go that far. Just open up a new tab. You can always go back to your Pornhub.
Yeah, don't be foolish. It'll mess up the algorithm if you close out, you know? It'll mess up your Pornhub algorithm if you close out.
Make sure the wife's sleeping. It's still a little early. She's probably going to sleep in a little bit, so just open up a new tab.
That's right.
Incognito.
And actually, you know, it's smart, too. If you have the WIRX website open, you can switch over to it real quick if she comes down and surprises you.
Didn't know you were up, honey.
I'm sorry.
What were you watching there?
If she's holding the frozen banana, though, don't worry about it. She's down to call.
The wife is up. Hey, you know what? I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Has Kiki ever walked in on you?
Oh, yeah. She's caught me before.
Doing the solo D.
Oh, yeah. Doing the old turkey jerk. Yeah. She's caught me before.
What is she?
She almost caught me yesterday, to be honest. Boy.
Really?
It was close.
How did she react?
I think she just kind of like, it was like, oh. And then she turned around and walked the other way. It was the best possible scenario that could have happened.
Is it just make-believe? Is this just a thought in every guy's brain that if you do get caught, like all of a sudden your wife is just going to undress and just go nuts on you?
But
that never happens. It doesn't.
No, maybe like earlier on in our relationship when we were still courting each other. But now she probably wouldn't even pay mind to it. She'd probably just be like, when you're done, the gutters need to be cleaned out. And I'd be like, okay. You know, like it would probably just, or she'd laugh. She might laugh at me. I don't know.
She doesn't even notice. She just walks in and turns the TV on.
Just whatever.
Eating popcorn.
What's that noise?
Oh, God. So bad.
Oh, my God. Anyway, how do we get on that? Oh, yeah.
And then here's another thing. Why can't us guys walk into a room once in a while and walk in on it? Does it just never happen?
I think women are way more discreet about it than us. I mean, honestly, I can hunch over, you know, I can brace one arm on the bathroom sink and be good to go in a minute. You know,
I'm pretty sure my wife has like a bomb shelter she goes to underneath the house, because
There's a freezer full of bananas
down there.
It's her bunker.
There's a couple things that my wife does that I know she does. You never see it. I have no idea when it happens.
Yep.
No idea how many times. It does. It happens.
Oh, it happens.
She is like Batman when it comes to it. And I think you know what the few things are.
Oh, yeah, for sure. What anniversary are you guys celebrating this year? Three?
Three.
Yeah, wait till five, then you'll know everything. And you're not going to want to know, Hunter. You're not going to want to know. There's going to become a point where it's just going to be too comfortable. And you're going to be like, you remember when you were cute and secretive and I didn't know about all this? That's the time you're going to reminisce about.
So in two more years, there's going to be a morning where my wife wakes up and she nudges me and she says, hey. Let me come show you this bomb shelter that I've had for the past 10 years.
No, she'll never show you that. She doesn't want to give you a compliment. But everything else, though. Everything else.
This is where everything happens.
This is where the magic happens. All right, let's do your morning dump for guts. That all started because we said, hey, go to our website, WIRX.com.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Let's say you've already blown through all 7 episodes of Tiger King on Netflix, all right?
Man.
Which is, by the way, the most ridiculous show.
I got through like one and a half, I think.
You finish it. It's crazy. It just gets crazier and crazier and crazier.
No.
For the win, put together a list of 34 games you should consider playing while you're doing your best to be stuck inside. So you're done watching TV, you want to play some games. At the top of the list are heavy hitters like God of War, Red Dead Redemption, Grand Theft Auto, but they also included some lighter stuff like Super Mario, Spider-Man, Animal Crossing. What the hell is Animal Crossing, by the way?
No idea.
Is it a Facebook thing?
It's probably pretty good because if it's on that list, it's probably being played a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen a lot of stuff like on Reddit that has to do with Animal Crossing. I don't know. But, sometimes you take a break because you just get tired of binge watching stuff. So you got to change it up. So
I'm not getting paid by Xbox by saying this or PlayStation because I think PlayStation's doing the same thing now. For Xbox, it's called the Game Pass.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a certain amount of money a month, which isn't really a lot of money a month. But they give you like 200 plus games to choose from. And it's everything from like indie games to newer games
nice.
To games that are a few years old that were really good that, you know, they could release. So it's if you got some time and you're getting sick of your games that you are putting into your system, check that out.
Nice. Now, if you don't want to do any of that, if you don't want to do video games, if you don't want to do TV, how about this? It's called the Hell Puzzle. A Japanese company created a 2,000-piece jigsaw puzzle that is completely blank.
I've seen this. Is it? I think it's circular, too. And I believe the edges, there are no edges. So, like, the piece, you know what I'm saying? So you can't find the edge pieces.
You can't even do the edges, yeah. The box reads, "Please do not buy this if you are a beginner. 18 years and up, the great king of hell has arrived."
Yeah, that's dude, puzzles are hard enough.
Dude, they are. Kiki's she got a couple. She got like a mix box. It has six different puzzles. There's a 2 200, 2 300, and 2 500.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, she just got done with the 200 ones, and that I thought she was gonna flip the table over in a fit of rage. Dude, they're tough, man.
I here's the greatest idea ever. You know that old troll meme with that troll face that
you
used to see in memes all the time? Let's make a puzzle with that face on it, and then every puzzle box comes with a missing piece.
Oh, God. Why?
So at the very end of it, you know, you're looking for the piece, and you're like, where the hell? There's no more piece. Oh.
Yeah.
And you look at the puzzle, and it's that troll face looking at you.
And it's right in the middle, too, where everyone will notice it.
Right.
We've already dealt with that. We're working on this one, and there's like a bird on this one part. And we're like, what? We found out the orange pieces. This is impossible. It's missing pieces. Everyone who does a puzzle at some point goes, it's missing pieces.
Here's the thing, too.
It's the only thing you can say.
If you have a cat, just don't get a puzzle.
No.
Just don't do it.
Nope.
The cat will bat those pieces around your entire house.
They'll hide them.
Always one.
They'll hide them behind the couch or in the litter box. Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. Well, there you go. Drive yourself nuts.
Tell her to up it up from 200 pieces, for God's sake.
I don't know. She barely got through that, man. She's pretty not smart. Let's be honest.
The morning.